Okay, I'd like to delve a little bit deeper into the first expression that we have in the Tefillah of Shabbos Mincha and the Bracha of Kedushas Hayom. We began last week, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. We established the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, His name is one, and then we go on to say that the nation Kal Yisrael is one nation in the world, in the land. And we pointed out last week that these expressions are derived from Tzukim, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad is based on the Pasuk in Zechariah, Vayomu Yeh Hashem Echad V'Shmo Echad, Mikam Echad Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz is based on Tzukim as well, Divrei Hayamim and Shmuel. We began to talk about the equation that seems to be set up here between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity and the unity of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. And last week we spoke about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prides himself in us and our unity, and we pride ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity. Tonight I'd like to maybe take it in a little different vein and delve into this in a deeper way. What seems to be stated here is something of an equation, almost like a comparison of sorts. Kiviyachol, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His unity, and then there's the Klal Yisrael and the unity of Klal Yisrael, which really is a tremendously profound thought to ponder, and really, I mean, beyond anything that I can understand and fully comprehend, but yet, you know, a little bit, bits and pieces that I've come across mostly in the works of the Maharal, and a little bit from the Ramban himself, so I'd like to simply develop some of those ideas. Just by way of introduction, before I quote some of the passages in the Maharal and the Ramban, what I think emerges, and we'll see how it emerges from this equation, is a number of very interesting things. The very fact that we are the chosen people, that we are chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is reflecting the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's defining characteristic is the fact that He's one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad. And in a certain way, the defining characteristic of the Klal Yisrael is also that we are an Am Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Am Echad as His people, and He gave us a mission. And the mission in the world, and if you wanted to put it in one word, is proclaiming Hashem's unity. Va'al Yovad Yisrael Shomer Goy Echad Shmo Sheres Am Echad. Preserve the one nation, the one people. Va'al Yovad Goy Echad Ha'om Nim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. This is the basis of our chosenness. This is the most defining characteristic of our chosenness and our unity, is the fact that we are serving the one God. And there's a Rashi to this effect, a Rashi in Chumash, as a matter of fact, in Parshas Vayigash, where the Torah tells us that there were 70 nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim. Kol nefesh u'beis Yaakov, habo Mitzrayim meshivim. By Esav, we find the expression that it was nafshos beis so, plural. Esav had all six people. Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim with 70, and it's called nefesh. So Rashi quotes the Vayigash, Yaakov shivim hayu lo v'kosuv korei osa nefesh, l'fi shahayu ovdim l'kel echad. What makes it one? What makes all of the family of Yaakov nefesh? The fact that they're serving one God. Esav, on the other hand, they were serving many gods. The very idea that we are dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dveikus, the cleaving that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all associated with the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and we are one. The fact that we should follow Hashem's ways, v'halachta bedrachav, mahu af'ata, all stems from the same idea. The fact that what we do in the world matters, that the stakes are very high when we act appropriately, and we're mekadosh Shem Shemayim by doing that. Chas v'shalom, the other way around, chil Hashem. Why? Because Baruch Hu's shame is nikra aleinu. We find it throughout the psukim and davening. Shem Hashem nikra alecha. Right? That means that we are davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we do matters and impacts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reputation, kaviyach. It's all because of the same equation. Finally, the fact that we aspire for the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be one, His kisei will be one, that also translates to our achdus as well. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad in the world, then we have to also strive to be echad. These are the basic ideas I think we're going to try to touch base with and try to develop a little bit further. So let me begin with the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a letter.
Is it chutzpah at all to say, I mean, once you say Hashem is echad, is it chutzpah to say that Am Yisrael is echad?
I mean, so that's why I'm saying it in the way I'm saying it. It's not and maybe we'll try at some point later, maybe much later on this year, to try to, you know, frame that a little bit more, because it's obviously not the same echad in one sense, because Kaviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence cannot be understood or captured, and yet something about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, right, and the way he relates to the world, the way that we relate to him, can be described with the sense of echad. He is one. So from that perspective, there's also our achdus as well. But again, as I say, there's a lot more to this whole notion than we're going to be speaking about tonight. But I just simply like to give you some, you know, a little bit loftier food for thought, and then we'll see from there. The Ramban has a letter that he wrote, a very interesting work. It's a letter called Igeres HaKodesh. It's really about the whole notion of intimacy between husband and wife. And one of the things that Ramban tries to emphasize in the Sefer is that this intimacy is not something that should be looked at as, for example, Christian theology would believe that it's a evil in some sense, but to the contrary, this is considered the highest level of Kedusha. That's why the Ramban emphasizes that the Torah refers to this as Yudia, Vayeda, Adam Torah wouldn't use such an expression. So it's a classic Sefer, and it's attributed to the Ramban. This is just one particular edition. I didn't have my own copy, so I bought one, but whatever. There are obviously different girsos and so on. So someone put out an edition with one particular girsa. And in the Ramban's first chapter, which is like an introduction to the Sefer, the Psicha, or it's really the first parak, but it's really a hadgama to everything, the Ramban quotes this passage from the Davening. And I think it's really kedai to read some of the words of the Ramban, because he's saying a tremendous amount, much more than I can really fathom, but somehow we can maybe get something from this. He begins the first parak of this work by saying, Da achi, ki biyos umasenu umas Yisrael, our nation of Israel, miuchedes l'Hashem Yisbarach, hivdilanu v'torasenu hakdosha mikol ha'umos, kasher hu nivdal mikol mashezu laso. He designated us and distinguished us from all the nations, just as he is nivdal from anything outside of him, anything besides him. And the Ramban quotes a pasuk which we should keep in mind, because the Maral also works with this pasuk. Yeshayah Mem Gimel, Amzu Yatzarti Li Tehilasi Yisaperu. I have chosen this nation; they shall sing my praises. The Ramban now makes something of a gzeira shava. Nema b'makom zeh Amzu Yatzarti Li, and then he quotes according to one girsa pasuk in Yeshayah Mem Bei, the previous parak, Hashem Zu Chatanu Lo. So there's a zu. Hashem Zu and Am Zu. So there's a Gzeira Shav. The Ramban goes on, and here begins to quote our davening. V'zehu sha'anu omrim, ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. So Hashem is unique and distinct from everything outside of him, and so are we. Continues the Ramban, u'kva yadata, that the avadim hanhagasam kefi ma shehem, either roim or ru'uyim, Bahanhagas Radunehem. Bahanhagasam Radunehem. Depending on the girsi, the Ramban is saying that the stamp of an Eved and how you relate to him or how he relates in the world has to do with the relationship that the Eved has to his master. Nehashem Yizbarach Yisala Hu Adunenu Vanu Avadav. Hu Kadosh Ein Kamohu, Betsiva Usano Lios Kadoshim Kashahu Kadosh. So this reflects the idea that we have to be on a level of Kedusha, act with Kedusha just as he is, and the Ramban inserts that within the mitzvah of Al-Rachim v'Drachav, just as we're familiar with Mahu Rachum, Mahfata Rachum, and so on. So the Ramban also brings, and this is actually a Torah's Kohanim, Mahu Kadosh, Afata Yekadosh. That also goes into this. The Imkein, Nimtzu Yisrael, Shekohan HaGoseya Miyusados Al Yichud Hashem Yisale. Everything that we do is somehow patterned after Yichud Hashem. L'fishem Izdamim Eilav B'chol Maaseihem. We are somehow compared in all everything that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's V'skadishnim V'yisim Kedoshim K'kadosh Ani. And therefore, Nimsa Shekozman Shanachnu Osim HaTova HaYashar, whenever we do what's just, Anu Mekadshim Shmo HaGadol, we sanctify Hashem's name. And he quotes Psukim, Kimi Goy Gadoa, Shalochu Kimishpatim Sadikim, Lefisha Anu Mizdamim Bahem Libor Enu Yisbarach Vizala, because we are literally compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Rashi like this, Kikilas Elohim Talui, There's a Rashi in Parshas Kisei say that you can't hang a person, leave them on the tree overnight, because ki igul, the person's tzelem is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Musa HaKadosh Baruch. Whatever this means, somehow the words are saying that ki igul, we are domet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what the Ramban goes on. It says that we have to be able to act properly because we reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Brings the Gemara and Yuma, the person learns and does business ethically, then we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Torah, and the other way around, Fakir Chas V'Shalom. And then the Ramban goes on with, you know, the Igeres itself. So right away you see there's a tremendous amount that lies in Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad V'Yikam Chayitza V'Yikam. So we're really scratching the surface. But I want to focus on a few passages as well in the Maharal, and each one from a different angle. The Maharals are kind of safe for that. You know, the Maharal says a lot of ideas in a lot of different places, and each time I'll say it a little differently, and it's like a little piece of a larger puzzle. So we're not going to put the whole puzzle together, but we'll try to find a piece here, a piece there. Maybe we'll connect two pieces, you know, and then the rest of the puzzle for another time. The Maharal in Gvuras Hashem, which is about Pesach, has a whole discussion of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the first mitzvah Kali Yisrael given as a nation, and this is what defined us as an ummah. And the thing about Karban Pesach is it's called Avoda. The Avata is Avoda Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh, and time and time again, Ma Avoda Zos Lochem. Why is the Pesach called Avoda? The Maharal makes a big deal about that. But the Maharal also makes a big deal about many of the halachas of Karban Pesach, that he says points to one theme, and that is the fact that there's a sense of unity. Everything has to be together. You couldn't you break a bone, and you had to bring the karav, the al-kirbo, you had to bring it all inside, and many other halachos that show a sense of organic unity in the Karban Pesach. So the Maharal explains, what does this mean? Because Karban Pesach has to be a single united carbon echad, because it's symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity. And the Maharal goes on to say that ki ha'avoda hazos sheyesh liYisrael, this avoda Karban Pesach that we have, hu mitzad ha'achdus, it's flowing from Hashem's unity, shehu yisbarach echad ulekach, because of Hashem's unity, his sense of achdus, bachar b'uma yechidi, says the Maharal, that's why he chose the single one nation, kiven shehu yachid. So again, here the Maharal's idea is that we are chosen because of that sense that we have this nature of being one, and that's because Baruch Hu chose us because he is one. Okay, that's one passage in Maharal. Again, I want to quote a few different passages. The Maharal in Ner Mitzvah, which is his Sefer on Chanukah, toward the beginning, develops the idea of what we know is the Dalad Malchios. In Daniel, there are four empires that are described in Nevuah that are going to rise in the world. These four empires, obviously giant empires, and they're predicted in Nevuah. They ruled in the course of history for many years. They had great impact on civilization and the world to this very day. And yet they're seen in some way as not good. They're somehow threatening to Klal Yisrael. Certainly they had dominion over Klal Yisrael, and also in a sense they mask HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity in the world. That's how Maharal understands it. They are alluded to in the beginning of the Torah, and so on. So the Midrashim say Tohu, that is Malchus Bavel. Bohu is Malchus Madai. Choshech is Malchus Yavan. Apnei Sahom is Malchus Romi. Which means, says the Maharal, that why they've hinted to in the Medrash in the first pasuk or second pasuk of the Torah, because their essence is a stira, contradiction to the existence, to the Bria. And that means the Bria, the creation, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world l'chvodo, right? So they are in opposition to that. Says Maharal, being in opposition to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, because they represent a sense of, a power, human power, that's opposition to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the one and only Melech in the world. So their Malchus is a stira Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're also a stira to Klal Yisrael. And the Maharal explains, because Klal Yisrael is the one nation, they took away the Malchus from Klal Yisrael, we are supposed to be created l'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk he quotes is that same pasuk that Ramban quoted in Yishai Mem Gimel. Amzu yatzarti li tiyasi yisapeiru. Now listen to what the Maharal does with this pasuk. The word zu is a gematria of Zayin Vav, 13. So why 13? What else adds up to 13? What word that we've been talking about tonight? The word echad. The word echad is 13. Why is Klal Yisrael echad by its nature? How does that number 13 relate to Klal Yisrael? There are 13 shvatim. That means we're going to count Levi and we're going to count Yosef as two, Ephraim and Menashe. Now, if we are to place these 13 shvatim into the three letters of the word echad, how would we divide them? Who would be the aleph of the echad, of these 13 shvatim? Take a guess. Which one stands above the others? Which shevet? Levi. He says Levi. He says Levi. Okay, he says Levi is the shevet that's nivdal from the rest. Shevet Levi.
Why are the Levim here giving the most opposition to this?
Correct, Levi. Yeah, listen, you want to shy away from Khalid. The aleph of the echad is shevet Levi, which is miyuchad ben nivdal from the other shvatim. Then you have the eight are the b'nei ha'imahos of between Rachel and Leah, because we realize again Yosef is broken down into Ephraim and Menashe. So you have eight because you took out Levi, but you have Ephraim and Menashe. So the eight remain the children of Rachel and Leah, and then the dalet of Echad are the four children of two of Zilpah and two of Bilhah, right? Naphtali got Asher. So Amzu, this nation of 13, because we're counting Levi, Ephraim, Menashe, they are the number Echati Lasiyasat Peru. That is my praise, that I am one and there's no one else, and that is the purpose that Klal Yisrael created, because Ha'uma Hazot, says the Maral, Me'ida al Hashem Shehu Echad. The definite, it's in our makeup. Amzu Yetzarati Li. Who are we? We are a nation that it's our existence, by its very nature, is meant to be a testimony to the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very profound thought. Finally, one other passage in the Maral. This is in the same Sefer, but not about Chanukah, but Purim. It's usually combined. Ner Mitzvah and then Or Chadash. So Or Chadash is this Pirush of Megillas Esther and Yoni Purim. And the Maral there explains in Perek Tes why the Pasuk in Megillas Esther emphasizes the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos and Matanos Le'avyonim on Purim. Why Dafka on Purim? So take a guess. What is it about Purim that... So the Achdus of Klal Yisrael has to be patterned after the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does Purim represent a milestone toward Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because who is the force that opposes Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which nation stands? Amalek. Amalek is the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yad al keiska, v'chama Hashem b'malek midor ador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame is not full, nor is kisei full, until Amalek is destroyed. When you have a victory over Amalek, so there's already now a cause for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity to be expressed in the world. Klal Yisrael are the opposite of Zera Amalek, because Amalek, says the Maral, we do the words of Maral, Yisrael heim hefach Zera shel Amalek, ki Amalek kosman shezera Amalek ba'olam ein shmo echad. By contrast, the Yisrael, what is our affirmation? What's our pledge of allegiance? Rav Schwab wants to say, you know, the America pledges allegiance to the flag by putting her hands on her heart. And the Jew pledges allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by putting his hands over his eyes. That's his pledge of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Jewish pledge of allegiance.
Huh.
That is Yisrael HaMiyachad in Shmo Erev Vavoker. That's why we are that's our essence. That's why we are Hefach HaMalek. Now the Maral goes on, that's what makes us, that's the gel that makes us Am Echad. What is the gel of our unity? The fact that we have in common, that we have this common mission in our core, that we are the nation that's Miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Because that what gives us the sense of connecting to the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are affirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity. So we have to have a sense of camaraderie and love, and therefore, says Maral, we have the mitzvah number one on Purim of Matanas Le'avyonim, because the Matanas Le'avyonim stems from the fact that we are all brothers, like the pasuk says by Tzedakah, Achicha Avyon, Achicha Achicha. It's because of the fact that we're brothers that we have the mitzvah of Tzedakah especially, and so too Mishloach Manos as well, and that's why Kenosis Kol Yehudim, as you know, and Nikalu Yehudim, because it's because of our fact that we're on Echad, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us, he's Echad, and that's what gives us the Koach over Amalek, and that's why Dafka Purim is the time to bring out, to express the Atos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as it's the time that expresses the Atos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So again, all of these pieces of Maral, and there are more as well, all point into the same basic structure that we saw already in the Ramban, that the parallelism between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness and our oneness, and how that defines us as a nation. Now, I'd like to maybe take it, it's already very profound, I'd like to take it maybe even a little bit further. But I'd like to do that by explaining a comment of the Abu Dhram and of Yudav Rav Yakar back to Ata Echad. Why do we say Ata Echad at Mincha? So we spoke last week in the tour some ideas why we have this tefillah. We have more to say as well. There's an interesting comment that both Abu Dhram and Yudav Rav Yakar both say to connect this tefillah of Ata Echad to the tefillah of Yismach Moshe that we say in Shachris. What's the connection? So they say, I mean, we could have said, well, we had one of the pshatim, Yismach Moshe is the one aspect of the process of the Nesu'in, it's the Simchas Chasa Bekala, it's the Matanos, and then we have the Yichud. Okay, that's one way. They say the following. The Shachris Shal Shabbos, the Shachar, or the Kavir of Yoke's Lashon, the Shachar Kibalnu HaTorah B'Shabbos. Shabbos Matan Torah is Yismach Moshe. So now we highlight, we said Yismach Moshe because of that Matan Torah. B'mincha we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshav Ra'isa, Ki Kol Ha'umos Lo Ratzu Kabel HaTorah. All the other nations, they didn't accept the Torah. Only Yisrael, V'heim Goy Echad, and they alone accepted the Torah. David Ram as well, similar idea. Just like you're one and no one's like you, so too Mikamcha Yisrael, that what? That they levad and they alone Ratzu Kabel HaTorah and not the nation. So what are they doing? They're taking the Ata Echad and Mikamcha Yisrael Echad, and they're associating that with the acceptance of the Torah at Har Sinai, connecting it, bridging it to Yismach Moshe. I want to understand a little bit. Why is Kabbalah HaTorah the way to focus on the fact that we're special? Goyachad Ba'aretz. I mean, good. It was a good thing. It was great that we were Mekabel the Torah. We were ready to Mekabel the Torah. But why is this the symbol of the fact that we're Goyachad Ba'aretz? That we accept the Torah and not the nations of the world, and therefore, you know, we say Ata Echad after Yismach Moshe. Now, the first thought that comes to probably everyone's mind, Ben Osiadigon is said this, and many quote him. What defines us as a nation? What makes us together as one nation? Not our land necessarily, although that's a piece of it, but we went so many years without a land. So Eretz Yisrael is not maybe the defining characteristic, it's only a piece of it. But what is it? The Torah. So therefore, that's what makes us the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We also know that a Kabbalah said Torah, Kal Yisrael became unified, Licham Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Kish Echad Lev Echad. So part of Kabbalah said Torah is the fact that we came together as one. No. But the Lashon of the Abu Dhram was that we connected to Mitzach Moshe. We said Yismach Moshe, which is Matan Torah. So now we come to Ata Echad. And we say, just like you are Echad, Kiloma, Kishem Sha Ata Echad, V'ein Kamocha, no one like you. So too, Mikamcha Yisrael, Shehen Levada Matzul Kavla Torah Sech. So this, the highlight of Kal Yisrael being Echad in accepting the Torah, it's not just that itself, that we accepted the Torah and well, we came together, we accepted the Torah. But that just as you are one, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too Kal Yisrael is one in accepting the Torah, unlike the nations that didn't accept it. Why does this connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's being one? And why does the correspondence of our oneness with Hashem's oneness link itself to Kabbalah HaTorah? That's what I want to understand. So I'd like to suggest the following thought, maybe Uri de Mistapina, a little bit of a machshava. There's a medrash at the end of Parshas Yisro connected to Kabbalah HaTorah. The medrash says that at the time of Matan Torah, the entire world came to a standstill. Nothing else existed, so to speak. A bird did not chirp. Even the malachim didn't say kadosh kadosh. There was everything. The oceans did not roar. Everything stopped. And the only thing that could exist and that could be heard and experienced in the world was the Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Anochei Hashem Elokecha. What the Medrash is expressing is the pasuk that we say in Reschanan, we say it in Chas Torah, Ata HaReisa L'das Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Od Mubadu, describing Kabbalah HaTorah, that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains one of his essays, one of his shmuzin, that he points out that we find very often that something which is so holy and so profound, so deep, has some strange twist to it that on the outside makes it seem less than holy. As we know, for example, Melech HaMashiach comes through all kinds of stories in the Torah that at face value seem, you know, anything but clean, whether it be the story of Yehuda and Tamar, or the story of Lot and his daughters, which is Moab, the origins of Moab, and of course Boaz and Ruth and so on. And the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh used to say that because when you have something so Kadosh, there's also some achiza, some aspect of grabbing on that the Satan has as well. And so the Satan got his way only on the surface. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to say, look Satan, see, it seems to be going your way, and meanwhile HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to go underneath, behind the scenes, and work it all out. That's somehow the way things work. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, but Matan Torah, you don't see that. Matan Torah is the highest level of Kedusha. There's nothing about it that seems to have any kind of, you know, backhanded, you know, aspect that seems to be less than kosher. It's kosher, got kosher. Kabbalah Sat Torah. So the answer is because the reason why Kabbalah Sat Torah didn't have any aspect of the Satan, even on the outside, on the shell of it, is because of this medrash, because of the Ataris Aladaski Hashem who came in on Nubado. Because if there's nothing that exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we say on Yom Kippur, the Satan doesn't exist because HaSatan is Gematria 364, Yom Kippur is the one day Satan doesn't exist. Matan Torah was the event in history where nothing else existed, including the Satan. There can be no achiza for the evil because there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I have a kasha. If Hashem is giving the Torah, who's he giving the Torah to? To Klal Yisrael. There's a recipient. If nothing else existed besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how did we exist to accept the Torah? How could we be there to accept the Torah if there could be no existence besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer must be that the level of Klal Yisrael, Kabbalah HaTorah, of Nasa V'Nishma, was one of being totally subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no sense of themselves. It's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were subsumed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were so identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was no sense of ourselves, separate. And therefore, that our existence as recipients of the Torah is no contradiction to the Ein Od Milvado of Kabbalah HaTorah. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz one step further. Why is it that on Kabbalah HaTorah we had to have the level of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad? So, I once explained another time that it's because the Torah is given not to one, to individual Jews, but to the collective entity of Knesset Yisrael. Now he says, I want Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. Now I want to take it one step further, says Chaim Shmulevitz. And right of what I just said right now. If the Torah would be given to individuals, then on the level of individuals, the individual exists. It's not shaykh as an individual to shed your identity to such a degree that you don't exist. If you're in this world as an individual, then you exist as an individual, and that means that you cannot exist at the same time that nothing else exists but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Milvado. You can't be mevatel yourself as an individual to such an extent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad being an individual. On the level of, because I am distinct from you. If it's I and I and I and 600,000 I's, then you cannot have that at the same time with Ein Od Milvado, with Kabbalah HaTorah. So what is the answer? Because the Torah was not given to individuals, there was no sense of the Ani. It was Klal Yisrael totally kiguf echad, kiish echad b'lev echad, on the collective sense, being totally merged with every other Jew with the connection of goy echad, that could lead to also connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's Hainu Hach, if you will. That exactly is the identification of that we're saying with, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad and our echad is really one and the same. And that's why the Torah can be given to the Klal Yisrael as a collective, because that itself is the same thing. As Ein Od Milvado, there's no steer, there's no barrier. We were able to merge with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level. Therefore, there could be a Kabbalah HaTorah. I mean, this is incredible ideas. So I think that would be the pshat now in the Ramidah Rav Yochar and Rav Avram. It's not stam that we say, well, Yismach Moshe, we got the Torah on Shabbos. Wow, we're great. We did one. Only we accepted the Torah, and now we say Ata Echad. Look, we accepted the Torah. We're special. It's not just that we're special. It's that the whole notion of just like you are Echad, so are we Echad. That is itself lies within Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what allows for the fact that there can be a Kabbalah HaTorah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything else cease. And yet he can give us the Torah, because by accepting the Torah as an Am Echad, we are so identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is itself part of the Ein Od Milvado. We are part of that experience of Ein Od Mavado, so it's not like a separate transaction, so to speak, to another party, because the other party can't exist for itself. It only exists because it's part of Ein Od Mavado. And that possibility of existing as part of Ein Od Mavado is only because of the fact that we're Anachad, as we see again from the Marals and the Rambans and so on. So that would explain again the Rishonim that linked us to Yismach Moshe as well. And I think this would now give us a new way to understand the whole sense of Ata Echad, B'Shimcha Echad, Umi Kamachay Sogoy Echad Ba'aretz. I saw in Rav Dessler, in Chel Gimel and Rav Dessler, he asked a certain sense the Kasha of Chayim Shmulevitz, but on this tefillah itself, on these words. Rav Dessler asks, Ata Echad, says Rav Dessler, what does Ata Echad mean? The ultimate sense of Hashem's being unified and one means exactly what it says in Vaschanan, Ein Od Mavado. There is no existence besides Hashem. Efes Zulaso, as we say. So if that's the case, how could there be an Ata? I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Echad, you are one. If there's an Ata, then there's a Metzius of an Ani, that's distinct from the Ata. If I say thou, there's I and thou. By definition, thou means that there's something separate from thou. If Ata Echad, Echad is contradicting the word Ata. You can't say Echad in the same sentence as Ata. That's the Kasha of Rav Dessler. Says Rav Dessler, the answer lies in the next two words, the Shimcha Echad. The Shimcha Echad is Hashem's revelation in the world. The whole purpose of the creation is to reveal Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor in the world. And in so doing, everything reverts back to the state of Achdus. So it's possible to say Ata Echad because, in a certain sense, the whole world itself is a reflection of that same theme of Akash Baruch Hu's Achdus, so it really is can be seen as Achdus. And he says because the Hester, within the Hester, within the what seems to be a mirage, an illusion, is really the Metzius of Gilui. It's almost like, you know, the world exists, but on another level, it really does. Even on another level, within all that, it's all a reflection of the Achdus Akash Baruch Hu in the world itself. So I think that based on this, that's the next few words as well. What else allows for the fact that it could be Ata Echad, Mishimcha Echad? The fact that we are Goyachad Ba'aretz. We are so identified with the Kaddish Baruch Hu that also is not a contradiction to say Ata Echad because it all is defined as part of that paradigm of Ata Echad. Our Achdus is subsumed under Kaddish Baruch Hu's Achdus. Again, very heavy in Yanin, but I think that, you know, it seems to be, you know, jumping out at us from all the Makoros that we've seen. On a very basic level, just going stepping back more and more down to earth, somewhat. Vish'ata echad shimcha echad, I saw another pshat, and actually it occurred to me, and then I saw Yudhav Rav Yaakov says it too. Rashi and Chumash, and it ties in with everything we're saying, but just a little bit more in a more down to earth way. We said our mission in this world is to affirm Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. Who recognizes it in this world? Only us. The other Umos HaOlam, they don't recognize it. When will they recognize it? At the end of days. So Rashi brings in Chumash, based on Chazal, what's the meaning of the pasuk of our Pledge of Allegiance? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the meaning? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who is today in this world, that we recognize that He's our God, He's the only force in the world, and He's the one God, Hashem Echad, He will be, Lassim Lavel, the one and only God. Everyone will recognize it. Says Rav Yudah Rav Yaakov, that would be the meaning here as well. Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad. But don't think that it's only going to be in the future, but now it's not true. No, even today it exists, and who recognizes that reality of today? In the present, Umi Kamach Eisar Goyechad Ba'aretz. The Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad is the ultimate realization by everybody of this reality. But who represents that reality today? Who stands for that reality today? Whose mission is it to affirm that reality today? That's the next sentence. Again, it's all in line of the same notion that we're saying, just simply more in a more subtle way, that this is why we say right after Ata Echad Shimcha Echad, we are the ones to affirm that today. Okay. There's a lot here in Rishonim about Ata Echad. I don't want to simply go through everything, but there is a notion here that Tosfos in Chagiga says, I don't fully grasp it, and not that I fully grasp anything else that we've said so far, but just the words of Tosfos in Chagiga, why we say this on Shabbos? Why do we say Ata Echad on Shabbos? So based on what we've seen so far, we saw the tour, we say it on Shabbos because it's connected Shabbos of Lasid Lavo, right? And we also know that Shabbos itself is Me'in Olam Haba, so Shabbos itself has in it the mission statement of Kal Yisrael and the vision of Hashem Echad Shmo Echad, and that is our mission, and that's also the connection to Yitzchak Moshe we said as well. Tosfos quotes an interesting medrash. Tosfos in Chagiga, Daf Gimel, and that in Gemara that we mentioned last week, you made me chativachas ba'olam, I make you chativachas ba'olam, says Tosfos. The Medrash says, Shilosha Me'idin Ze Al Ze. There are three entities that testify about each other. The three entities are Yisrael, Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are two witnesses that testify about Shabbos. That Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. So that's Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifying on Shabbos. About Shabbos. Yisrael and Shabbos testify on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shabbos testify on Yisrael that they are Echad Ba'umos. Says Tosfos, and that's what we mean when we quote on Shabbos, Ata Echad, by Mincha on Shabbos, even though it doesn't directly speak about Shabbos, because Shabbos is a piece of this, you know, of this tribunal where you have two Edim about the third thing. And there's a lot here about this Medrash, the Shibbol Halechet quotes that the world was created in 6 days, and that also is connected to three kitos of Edim. Two Edim are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's testimony on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, and he created the world and everything within it. He's first, he's last. Two days are connected the Edus of HaKadosh of being Goy Echad, that he was chosen by the Kel Echad, and 2 days are connected Shabbos, that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, and so on. What? Right, Keneged, right, 2,000 years in the history, right. That's the Torah came in the third and fourth. You mean that would be Keneged Yisrael, the testimony against Yisrael the third and fourth day. Nice. The double expression, Ata Echad Ushimcha Echad, Keneged Ata Hayashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So there is a Gemara in Tzach, in Daf Nun, that asks, Ushmo Echad, what does it mean Ushmo Echad? Because in Olam Hazeh, the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pronounced the same way that it's written. It's written Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, pronounced Aleph Dalet. But Olam Haba, it's going to be pronounced as it's written Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. So again, there's a lot of meaning to that as well. But on a simple level, also L'Asad Lavo, you know, everything will exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So there's no dichotomy. There's no separate, you know, expression of expressing it this way, and then its essence, it's a different thing. Everything is ki'ilu the same. It's all under what? I want to maybe go on. Maybe, all right, I'll say one more thing, and I want to go on to thought about Bikam Chesel Goyechad Ba'aretz. The Ata Echad Shimcha Echad, I noticed that there's another time where we say Ata and Shimcha. Where else is that? You are something and your name is something. Where else is that in davening? Ata Evishmon Esrei, you have third brach. Ata Kadosh Shimcha Kadosh, right? And then Ata Echad Shimcha Echad. So maybe there's a connection here. I saw there's a sefer by Rav Shach Sanu or Rav Shari Ora of Bergman, Parshas Kedoshim. He explains the nusach of Ata Kadosh B'Shimcha Kadosh, which is very redundant. He says that really there's that we noted in the Ramban that Mahu Af Ata also expressed itself in Kedusha, just like he is Kadosh, so are you Kadosh. We say Mahu Racham Af Ata Racham, Mahu Kadosh Af Ata Kadosh. The problem is that there's another place in Chazal that they say Yochel Kamoni, you should be Kadosh like me, Tamil Lomar Ki Kadosh Ani, my Kedusha is higher than yours. So on the one hand, you have one Maimar Chazal that says that Mahu Kadosh Af Ata Kadosh, that we do emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu in Kedusha. And another place, it sounds like we can't begin to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kedusha. It's a whole different level. So how do you reconcile these two Makorim? So he suggests the following. There's two Nyanim when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is Kadosh. There's really two aspects to this. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Rachum, there's really one aspect, not two. Why? Because Rachum can only be described as not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, Kaviyachul, that's certainly not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, Rachum. It's the way he relates to the word, his Hanhaga. It's not his Atzmius. It's not a Torah, it's not a description of the person, so to speak, when you speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachul. By a person could be a Rachum, acting in a manner of Rachmanus, but also being a Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only in the sense of Hanhaga. So the Mahu expressed itself on that level. But then a person should ultimately try to internalize it to become a Racham as well. Now, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Kadosh, so there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting in a manner of Kedusha, which is precious, transcendence. That's one aspect. But also, if you want to use a Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the very fact that we can't fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why you can't call him Rachum, because we can't fathom, that itself lies in the definition of Kadosh. The fact that he's transcendent, you can't fathom it. So the word, the definition of Kadosh allows itself to be used as an adjective for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the nature of the word means that you can't fathom him, it's transcendent. So therefore, you can say Ata Kadosh as a description, Kaviyachal, because the definition of Kadosh is you can't fathom him. And there's also Shimcha Kadosh. That's the way that you conduct yourself. So in terms of Mahu Af Ata, so we're talking only on the level of acting in a manner of precious. Because Baruch Hu acts in a manner of precious, reflecting Kedusha, so should we. That you can say Mahu Af Ata. But if you want to talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kiviyachu, that the fact that he is transcendent, you can't compare the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent and can't be fathomed, it can't be scrutinized, to the way a Kadosh person is that way. Certainly to a whole different level. That's why you can't compare Kadoshas Limam Kadoshatam from the perspective of defining the attributes of Kadosh Baruch Hu with a description such as Kadosh. You can't put the two in the same level. Okay, to conclude, next week in Mirat Hashem, I want to go to Teferes Gedula and Teferes Yeshua. So just to say one last thought connecting to Mikam Chesar Goyachad Ba'aretz, that is the Lashon of Ba'aretz. There seems to be a link here to Eretz Yisrael. And again, this is not the Lashon of the Tefillah itself. It's patterned after the Lashon of Pasuk, as we noted, Shmu Beis and Dvarim Divrei Yamin. But nevertheless, this idea of Goy Echad is connecting itself to Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz is Eretz Yisrael. Deska, by the way, the Yonchel Gimel has a whole arichas about this as well. But just two thoughts. First, the Ramban at the end of Achrei Mos has a long discussion about how Eretz Yisrael is the makom that we are ideally to be Mekayim mitzvos. Not just mitzvos atuyas ba'aretz, obviously can only be applied in Eretz Yisrael, but rather the whole idea of mitzvos, because that is what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ikur makom to Mekayim mitzvos, says the Ramban, is Eretz Yisrael, which is the palace of the king. And therefore, many of course, like, do the mitzvot so that they won't be new to you. They won't be when you come out of Golis. Obviously, everything that we're saying now in terms of the identity of Kari Yisrael and the mission of Kari Yisrael, and all the mitzvot are all, you know, in a sense, commentary to that mission. The mission is to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity in the world and to affirm it and to be an ambassador, if you will, to that in the world. So the mitzvahs are all expressions of that. That's the blueprint is here, and then the way it carries itself out is through mitzvahs. If the ikur ki mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael, then it's obvious that the whole notion of goy echad ba'aretz, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Finally, and this is more of a longer arichah, especially in halacha, there's also aspects to this. The Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Shin Yud Aleph brings from the Maharal that we know that Arevus, the whole idea of Kaisa Raven Zelazer, came into being when Kaisa crossed into Eretz Israel. And that's because Maral says, through Eretz Israel we became Mamish like Ish Echad. Why are we responsible for one another? That to the extent that I can emote you with brachos and so on, and I'm responsible for how you act, and your lack of fulfillment is a lack for me. We're Mamish Kiguf Echad, it's only as part of being an Eretz Yisrael, that's what's miyachid us into one. Rabbi Sachs, I believe, one year spoke on a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. I'm sure you may remember with Karban Pesach, that there's a shita that Karban Pesach is only an Eretz Yisrael. All because of the Eretz Yisrael is the ma'achid, the koach that brings Kari Yisrael into one. There are many, many gemaras and mikoros to this effect as well. The Avnei Nezer here and others, the gemara says that kahal, in Eretz Yisrael you call it kahal. There's a sense of collective. Ein uchus of the bavel. Eretz Yisrael is just yechidim. The ultimate sense of guf echad, of Kari Yisrael is one, is ba'aretz. So again, a little bit of a, you know,